Was there was the immediate and ready response shown by these people, especially the young people at the retreat. Whenever there was a simple suggestion made that you come, open your hearts, open your soul to our Lord. And they immediately responded. And I had a personal experience there a year ago. My wife and I had the privilege of attending their winter retreat. And I remember that on the last day, at the end of Sister Purr's talk, since this was the last day of their retreat, so she suggested in a very casual way that, this is the last day, and if you would like to come up to the front, and just to receive, to open your hearts, to receive what Jesus has for you. The statements that Sister Purr Young usually makes, and she says it quite often, it is this, that you can have as much of Jesus as you want. And just instantly, this was in an auditorium, a high school auditorium, and instantly the people just came up to the front and just fill the front, just the space before the platform, fill it all up quickly. And there were people who were still coming, and my wife and I were sitting in the first row. We had to sort of give them a little more space so they could get up to the front. Oh, it just touched our hearts.
Hallelujah.
And no wonder. In every meeting that we went to, my wife and I, the presence of the Lord was so wonderful. It was there. The presence of the Lord was manifested not only in the meetings where Sister Purr was speaking or other missionaries there, but in every place we went to. We had an opportunity to visit some of their outstations in the central and the southern part of the island. And we went to their meetings. Presence of Jesus was just as wonderful as it was in a meeting of 600. We were there in summer retreat that they just had. A few weeks ago, they told that they had 800 people, and many of them would get up and dance in the spirit. At the mere and casual suggestion of Sister Purr. And how important it is that we respond to the call of the Son of God. And what a call. What a call we have this afternoon. What an invitation. As a former newspaper man, we got invitations to go to some of these receptions given by important people, diplomatic receptions, and where you got to meet some important people. I tell you, there's nothing like the invitation given by Jesus. When you come to Him and you get into His presence.
Yes.
He makes you a better person. He puts more of His beauty into you. And He teaches you. He's the greatest teacher that we can have in the Holy Ghost. That's part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, is to teach you this anointing that we have received from Him teaches us in all things. And in my personal experience, you know, the Lord had to shut all the doors. I'm thankful that He didn't allow anything greater than I could bear, but He shut all the doors. We were kicked out of one church and then another church, and just because they heard that I had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then they shut every door, and we had no place to go to. And I'm so glad He did that. So we had no place to go to. I just went to my room. I shut the door there. Oh, how true it is that when the Lord says that He has a place for you by Him, for each one of us. Each one of us. You know, I had a lot of questions. Because this was after I gave my job and I gave our property to this mission in Hong Kong. And my heart was on fire. And I was praying and weeping, you know, for the churches when I saw the conditions. And then all of a sudden, Lord just closed all the doors. It was hard for me to understand. And gradually, you know, the Lord just came. And when He came, it seems that every question was answered automatically. And of course, this gave me time to get into His Word. And He not only answered all of my questions, but most of all, He came Himself. He came in the Word. He came in a word. And then I began to understand a little bit of what it meant when the Apostle Paul said the things that he thought were gain to him, and in those he counted to them but loss for Christ. Indeed, I have counted all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. And I began to understand that a little bit what our brother Evan has been saying, you know, this morning and this afternoon, the message that Paul, the Apostle Paul, brought us. All this wonderful light of seeing just Jesus. The wonder of Jesus. Part of the wonder is that as we come to Him, we are transformed. We are brought down. We are made tender, a little bit tender, soft. We have much to gain yet. There is much for you and me to gain yet. Folks, let's not be satisfied very easily, you know, with what we have, with some experience of the past, but there's much more. And Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
It's a continuing thing. Continuing thing. We can have it, and we can have it more abundantly.
Praise the Lord.
As we come to Him. For He says, I am the life, the truth, and the way.
Brother Bowers has a song for us. I enjoy this, or like this, brisk weather, but it isn't always conducive to a good singing voice, especially when you get one of those things they call a frog in your throat. But I try anyway. What else can you do? Sometimes when my faith would falter and no sunlight I can see, I just lift mine eyes to Jesus and I whisper, pilot me. Temptations round me gather, and I almost lose my way. Somehow in the raging tempest, I can hear my Savior say, trust in me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.